This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Ryan Staunton. I'm from Crayford in Kent, and I'm doing the 6128 Guilds plumbing course.
Hi, welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Ryan Staunton from Crayford, just in the southeast corner of London. Hi, Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm good. Fine, thanks.
Good stuff. So, Ryan, a little bit about your background, please, mate. What's been the career like to date?
I started off working as a subcontractor for Thames Water. I was working for a company called Morrison's Utilities, and I was doing basically street mains and common suppliers, stuff like that. And then I left there, and I went to a company called MJ Quinn's on the underground, and I now do fire protection systems.
Yeah, but they're quite a big company, aren't they?
MJ Quinn's, they're getting big, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what brought you to train for trade skills then, Ryan?
When I was working for Thames Water, when I left, I decided that I wanted to start a career as a domestic plumber, like become self-employed. Mm-hmm. I decided to, obviously, working during the days, I couldn't go to college at night, obviously, because I've got two children. Mm-hmm. So I took up the home learning course and started on that.
So that's why you chose Train for Trade Skills?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you find out about Train for Trade Skills then?
I think it was in one of the local newspapers. In a newspaper.
So Ryan, you got started at home. Yep. You did all your studies there. And then you've popped down to Southampton. How's it going down there?
It's going good. It's a bit refreshing to actually, like, from doing all the theory, it's actually nice to actually be able to put it into, like, to see how it's actually meant to be done instead of, actually hands-on learning. It's easier, I find, to actually do the job and learn it at the same time.
But don't you think, though, that the work that you've been doing, probably a lot of hard work you've been doing at home, has got you ready for the practical training?
Yeah. Like the theory side of it, obviously you learn quite a lot on the theory side, and then you come and put that into use.
Exactly. So how are you kind of like, you're obviously busy at work, you've got a family. How have you been fitting in doing your learning at home with all those other commitments?
Just do like a couple of hours a week. Yeah, you know, when you've got a spare couple of hours, just do it in, because obviously it's at your own pace. So whenever I've got a spare couple of hours, I'll do it.
All right. And you find that works for you? That's the best system for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you've finished and qualified, I know you mentioned that you want your own business. Have you got plans ready to go there and get started? Or what's the bigger game plan?
Well, I was going to stay at my current company, and then hopefully off whilst there, set up, like, start my own private business, plumbing, being self-employed.
Sort of like friends and family to start with?
Yeah, and then hopefully by word of mouth.
Build it up from there. Well, that's brilliant. Ryan, a million thanks to you. Thanks for joining us today. And one of the things I would like to wish you is every success in getting your business started, mate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.